Joined now here on the Radio Sports page by the senior Eagle leaders of the Pella Christian cross country teams. And we'll start by just having you guys introduce yourselves here before we get started.
I'm Mecha McMersheisen.
I'm Caden Van Weingarten.
I'm Katie Rosa.
I'm Ben Goslink.
And I'm Jenna Van Manen.
And guys, you're so close to getting the season underway Thursday at Marshalltown. I'm sure that the feeling is of that first meet coming up is very exciting. But overall, just as the leaders of the squad, you know, what kind of is the sense as things kind of wind down here and the season gets ready to begin and hopefully get on the right track here to start the year at Marshalltown?
Obviously, it's really exciting to have our first meet, but it's also kind of sad because it's our last first meet. And we have a lot of new people this year. So we're just all trying to get to know each other and see how we run together as a team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all the new people. I know some of them are going to be nervous, but I'm excited to see how their times are going to land with the rest of the team.
Yeah, like Caden said, I'm really excited for this first meet coming up, and we have a lot of new faces and new freshmen, so I'm just excited with the energy that they've been bringing.
Yeah, I can't wait for the first meet. I'm honestly more excited than nervous. And like Mecha said, it's kind of sad to see our last season go, but yeah, I'm very excited. Can't wait.
I'm excited to run this year and hopefully run the full year. And as my fourth year doing this, it's really exciting for me to see us having a full girls team, because when I first joined, I was like the last team score, and now we have like 13 or 14 girls, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and as you guys prepare for this final season, what are some of the goals that you guys as the Eagle leaders have set out for the squad, you know, to try to accomplish this year, maybe not as individuals, but as a full team?
My goal for the girls team is just to make sure everyone stays as healthy as they can throughout the season. Last year we had a lot of problems with the girls being injured, not being able to race. So I'm just trying to make sure we all stay healthy
So this year we got moved from 1A to 2A, so the competition's going to be a little bit harder. But I still want to try and get a boys team to state again. I think it's really possible this year.
I think a personal goal for me running-wise is to beat my PR from last year, but also just as a team to get to know each other better and, yeah, grow closer relationships.
Yeah, like Caden said, we did get moved to 2A, so it is going to be harder, but I look forward to pushing ourselves, and with all the new faces, I can't wait to see them push themselves too.
We've talked about this as a team a little bit, but we've talked about trying not to compare and to just run to be your best, and so that's my goal for our team this season.
Absolutely, and guys, I know you talked about the bump to 2A and trying to get back to state. You know, how has Coach Bouquet kind of talked with you about that, and how has that kind of affected the way you guys have trained here in the early season and trying to return to state again for like the second time in a decade?
Well, I know personally I put in a lot more work this summer, and I think as a team we've just taken some of the harder workouts more seriously, just trying to push ourselves a little bit harder so we can grow as a team.
Yeah, I think dedication is important, like just running over the summer too and putting all your effort into it instead of just kind of using cross country as a sport here and there just to keep yourself in shape.
Yeah, now for the ladies, you guys were so close last year to making it to the state meet for the first time since 2008. You know, how do you guys tackle the transition to 2A and trying to get back to state for the first time since 08?
Well, I think our mindset, at least mine for the girls, is just to be the best runner you can. Obviously we want to go to state, but it's more focusing on how fast can we get ourselves and how much time can we drop.
Yeah, I agree with Mecha, and I also think that last year gives us motivation for this year because we were so close. And yeah, so I think we're all just a lot more motivated to make it this year.
Something that I think we are good at as a team is encouraging each other and working together. So like Mecha said, I think it's all important to all of us that we continue to be better runners ourselves so that we can support our team and hopefully make it.
Yeah, and you guys have a very important theme this year to go inside with that, and it relates to a runner who would have been with you guys this year and unfortunately will not be able to participate in competitions this year, and that's Ryan Nadelborg. And, you know, what does it mean to have a theme to run for Ryan this year when you know that it's something that he would love to do but is unfortunately unable to do?
To me, it kind of just closes in on the fact that we need to be more appreciative of our ability to run and even to walk and do just simple tasks, because it just, like, you really take it for granted, and then something happens, and then it makes you realize.
Yeah, I've ran a lot with Ryan because we've been 1 and 2 the last year or two, so we've run together in a lot of workouts and easy runs and stuff like that, so I've got to know him a lot, and I know a lot in the off season already in some hard workouts. It's given me motivation to push myself a little bit harder because I know that he probably won't be able to run, so that gives me extra motivation.
Yeah, and I think this year with the situation, it puts things into perspective for our whole team, and it just makes things a lot more, makes us a lot more motivated to know that he can't run this year, so we're just doing it for him.
Yeah, I think I'm more grateful to see that I can actually use my legs to run, and I can actually walk still, so I'm just running for him this year since he can't, and yeah, like Caden said, it'll push me harder.
Yeah, like everybody has said, it really puts everything into perspective, and I really like that we can take something so negative like this and create a community out of it and all work together to be there for Ryan.
Absolutely, and now we talked a little bit about the team goals. You know, looking more individual this year, like what your marks are. I know you guys obviously set personal records or whatnot as far as the races go, and those are very good individual goals and something you can feel free to mention here, obviously. But what are some of those goals that you have set out for yourself this upcoming cross country season?
This season, obviously, I just want to beat my PR, and I think I just kind of want to help the freshman girls, because it's obviously their first year running high school cross country, and they're faster than us, so I'm just going to try to coach them.
Yeah, I think my goal for this year is for state, I want to get top 15, which gets me on the balcony, and I'm also hoping to win a meet or two this year, and I also just want to be a strong anchor for the boys team.
Like I said earlier, I want to break my PR from last year, but also stay healthy and finish the season strong, as last year I wasn't able to run normally at state qualifying, but yeah, I just want to finish the season strong.
Yeah, like a lot of them have said, I want to beat my personal record, and I also just want to be more encouraging and supportive, even when other people aren't having their best days, because I can get a little negative, especially when I get a little crabby running, so.
Personally, I want to work on leaning into my role as a senior and just being there for everybody on our team in ways that aren't necessarily only on the cross-country course. And I've been injured the past few years, so it would be nice to stay healthy and break a PR.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for joining us today. And wish you the best of luck as you guys begin the season, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That was the senior Eagle Eaters here of the Pella Christian Eagles cross-country program here on the Radio Sports page.